Hello, good evening to you listening to Nationwide. My name is Sani Martin. We're coming to live from Juba. Today is World Diabetes Day, and it's a day that provides an opportunity to raise awareness on diabetes as a global public health issue and what need to be done collectively and individually for better prevention, diagnosis, and management of the condition. And this year's international theme for the World Diabetes Day 2023 is Access to Diabetes Cares. The day also highlights the need for equitable access to essential care, including raising awareness on the way people with diabetes can minimize the risk of complications. Joining me in the studio here to discuss all this plus many more, I have two of my guests we shall be mixing so that people may get to know what exactly are we talking about, both English and Arabic. I am joined here by the famous voice, Dr. Patrick Sokiri. He has been here many, many times during the HIV/AIDS program that comes every Tuesday between 10 and 11 during the BEATS program with the Morolo Kombo. But this evening, he's here to talk about the World Diabetes Day. Marhabek, doctor.
Shukran Sani Martin. Yeah, Lela Yom Azim wa Shar 11 le Shar 12 da. Di ayamat muhim jiddan bilnisba lena. Hina tkallam an marad sukari wa hina tkallam bardo an marad naqs an mana al-bashari, and we are approaching towards the World Day too.
Yeah, and also I have Dr. Atheo Joseph, Infectious Disease and Public Health Unit with ANMIS here. Good evening, Dr. Atheo Joseph, and welcome to this program. I think your first time to be here.
Thank you, Martin. I'm glad to be here, and, you know, such a very important day, as you highlighted. We will share more about the day and how actually, you know, to create awareness about this disease. Thank you.
Okay. And our lines will be open to you. Badeni itabushari kumana firakam telephone bitana wa 09 waidi ni 09 waidi 20 97 au 0912062950. Those are all lines bitana au 0912177141 de rakam ta SMS asante bishari kumana kamani zemeta suma mina two doctors mana fi daki studio ni taban nabda tawali Dr. Sokiri taban zamana guta alela de yom bita marata sukari.
Yes.
World Diabetes Day. Awalaja, what is diabetes?
Diabetes taban diabetes is a medical condition whereby our body is not able to use glucose well. You know, glucose taban muhim binisba le jisim where bi jibulin nataga or bi harikuna and they are benzin ta jisim zato ya bi harikuna so kambiga jisim bakar maga there is tamil la glucose mata kun fikari sa bahsa la jet kitir jindana la badanna bitkalam anno bitafasil wa intana no en min al diabetes taban intana hajib gulo type 1 dia sasan al jisim mabagar talla mabagar sallahu yani fi hajib gulo insulin.
Mm-hmm.
Insulin di taban dia madda al jisim ka dis de madda al gisadu jisim masan istamil shiro al wa al glucose da and then fi al no at tani bgullo type 2 diabetes di taban akthar min 95 bita an nas adata sukan tal alam kullu yani hindu type 2 da wayo kitir min type 1 type 2 da yani al insulin kita law lakin biga yani al jism magdar istamilo fi khalal fi haja bgullo al receptor al insulin receptor biga hum magadirin ishtagal wadi taban hada tkallam anno kitir lan fi asbab muayyan al bi kutu zol bi kunidu type 2 wa zol magadir istamil al insulin la mujura biga biga hay confusion fi tadakhum bita sukar fi jism bijibu mudafat.
So what is the common type of diabetes in South Sudan? Is there any statistics?
Nafsa haya, you know, alamian is the same thing. We had talked about the available statistics lela wa inshallah mara jaye on our straight talk program hanjibu nas min al-wizara saha wa min al-wizara saha al-alamia wa huma haya talked lena kaman an al-idiflena is itafian nai.
Okay. Yes, so, Dr. Joseph, is there any statistics of the types of diabetes people have in this country, or do you have only very limited information, maybe from the Ministry of Information or from where you work, partners?
Thank you, Martin. Globally, as Dr. Patrick said, the picture is similar. We have over 95% of people with diabetes being type 2, and about 5% being type 1. Maybe we need to know what type 1 and type 2 are.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah, go ahead.
People are not mainly getting it. Type 1, we call it, before it was called insulin dependent, whereby you need insulin to regulate. Insulin is the hormone we use to, or we need in our daily lives to control our sugar levels. So if it is not in good quantities, it's you get high blood sugar. Again, if it is too much, you get also problem. So it has to be regulated. So for those with the type we call type 1, there's a deficiency in insulin production. That means you don't produce enough of that hormone to control your sugar. So your sugars will be high. We call it hyperglycemia. And, of course, they require daily administration of insulin.
Okay.
These are the people who inject, because the body cannot produce it at all.
Mm-hmm.
When you go further, we have cells that are supposed to produce this insulin. They usually have a defect. In fact, there are so many causes that make those cells unable to produce the insulin. We will not go much into it.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't produce enough to support their daily. Literally, they don't produce enough to support their daily. They have insufficient production. So they require insulin for their daily living. They inject themselves. And these are usually type 1 is genetic.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us, we think diabetes is a disease for, big. But we divide it into types.
Okay.
Most of these people, they're actually thin. They've lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually younger people. So it's genetic,
So what are the major causes of diabetes?
The causes are different.
Mm-hmm.
As type 1, I've told, is purely genetic.
Yeah.
But type 2 now, which I'm coming to,
mm-hmm.
as Dr. Patrick said, in type 2, it affects how your body uses sugar or for energy. So when you have type 2 diabetes, your body, you're not using that insulin properly. And this is why he said you have insufficient, insulin resistance, you get it with, for example, obesity. These are the factors that bring it up.
Okay.
Even you can imagine when you smoke,
mm-hmm.
you have up to 40% risk of acquiring type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some factors, overweight, not getting enough exercise, also your genetics. This can contribute to you developing type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yes, Dr. Sokiri, this is a myth I've heard many times. Girl, nasa bagas ro sukar ketir. Kita boleh go sukar.
Kalau mata suruh sukar dia kali, mam suka tak sukar ya?
Kita ku bersyu ya. Kalau desa,
wallahi taban ya lila ka bita sukar ma ismishino ma marat sukari, huwa ya indu ila ka mashino mal obesity. Hello sumun.
Aye, nice man in there.
As well, can be a semin couple with sedentary lifestyles. All magari it harak ketir zay magibel la tapana recommendations men al munazama sahal alamia. Who gal bigul nas yamul tamrin alwa yaka wala stretches wala aerobics wala hayat del kullu and exercise yani alwa tamrinat so tamrinat da zo li amul yani ala agal yom marra yomian yani one every day one has to do that for at least between 30 minutes to an hour. Ita tarak kuasan ni jisim tersebut gala selim fi jisim selim. And then ma de barau yani ma sukari barau gala ni tapi tersebut kan gada kul sukar debi yani and then tersebut maga tarak kitir sukariat kitir pasta wakwana hu akil kimia jiddan even akel al zolgadi akul kitirra yani bukhalli kisim bukun kibir wa jism lo kan bika kibir naarif gal asumun wahed min al asbab bita shuno bita insulin resistance wa insulin resistance da kan jabiga al jism insulin mawjuda I mean lakin al khalaya al jism magar istamil al glucose da bika glucose bika bi bitkawan kitir wa bitdakham fi jism bika bijib mashakil and then ma dabarao yani عندنا حاجه بيقولوا التدخين طبعا العرب الانجليزي بيقول التدخين دار بصحه العرب بيقول التدخين دار بصحه ما براو طبعا بدري كان الناس عارفين قال امراض بتصدر ومثلا زي سرطان الرئه واخوانه لكن هسه المعلومات الموجوده حتى الليله في وقت العرب بيقول دلوقتي يعني بورينا قال الناس الغن الدخن عنده أكثر من 30-40% يعني ريسك لشنو لتايب 2 ديابيتيس ديابيتيس النوع الثاني ده
أي
سو دي كله أسباب البورينا وعندنا حاجة تاني عدم يعني زول ما قد ينوم كتير يعني بيجيب ستريس ولو جاب ستريس بيكا ممكن الجسم يزيد وكده ده حاجات اللي ممكن بيسبب لنا وبيجيب لنا مضاعفات للانسولين ريزيستنس
اوكي سو وات ار ذا سيمبتومز انت بعرف كيف جاي عندك مره بتاع سكري ده
يا انت قبل قادين وي وير جوكينج مع الدكتور اسيو بمناسبة دكتور سي ما جاء هنا أول مرة طبعا قاعد معنا كتير في ستريتو كمان موجودة yes. لكن طبعا أكتر حاجة يعني عندنا الحاجة بيقولوها الفور بيس البيل خفيفة العربي بيقول البيل خفيفة فور بيس اللي هو بوليفيجيا بوليوريا بوليديبزيا وحاجة بيقولوها polyneuropathy.
Mm-hmm. These are medical terms.
Arabic. Alwa polyphagia zol gadi akul kitir. Yani alwa shahia mubalagha gadi akul ze shinu
ze mafi bukra.
Exactly. And then bishrab lek shirab mubalagha. Yani hajm alayli
sharabati ya tu masalan.
Coke. Sharabati fiya sukariyat. يعني لو جاتوا مانجو جيزات والله دالك يو نو 2-3 لتر في اقل
يوم.
من في يوم ولا اقل من في زمن معين شربات فيها سكريات يعني اند ذن اللي هو قبل كلمت عن فولي فجأة اكل كتير اند ذن بوليوريا بيجا زول كل زمن بيقول مبالغه يعني بس بشكل دخل في حمام بشكل دخل في حمام اند ذن بولي نيوروباثي ده يعني مرات بيجيب تشاش في عيون طبعا التضخم بتاع شنو اللي هو الاكيميليشن بتاع السكر جلوكوز في الجسم بيخلي اول المظاهر الاول صراحه بيشوف كويس ده حاجه بيقول له ريتينوباثي الريتينوباثي ده العيون بيجي خلاص المحل الان المسؤول للنظر بيجي خلل فيه مضاعفات فيه اند ذن يعني زول مرات ما بيحس بالجوع دي بيقولوا نقوله gastropathy يعني دي كلها examples قال شنو الأور الأعصاب في النهايات بيجا بديجي مدافعات فيه
you don't feel
and then مرات كده
تابش كان بقى سوريتا
عندنا حاجة بيقولوا glove and stocking pattern of peripheral neuropathy زين تلابس جوانتيات زين تلابس لك اسم شنو socks الوا
شرابات
ما كده تحيس انت قاعد تحس كده بتشويه ذاته بيجي جرح في الرجل ذاته ما بتعرف تشوف كده
جاي من وين
متى انت ما بيجي انت جرح يا اخي بنقول له diabetic septic foot في نهايات ده حاجات بيجي مضاعفات انا ور مرات في البطن ده بسبب بيحس بجوع سو دي الاعراض اللي ممكن يحصل انت هيكون في فتور هيكون في تعب اكتر من لازم يو نو ساشيف زي جسم جسم يعني جسم تزول كده يعني بودي ويكنس يعني جسم بيكون فطور مبالغة
أي okay and Dr. Theo I know South Sudan is having a lot of challenges. What are the challenges faced in this country in terms of screening, treatment, care and support?
Thank you, Sunny. usually, of course, the challenges we face here, we acknowledge them and the ministry usually is the best place to address that, you know, in the next presentation.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, of course, our health system, we still have less undiagnosed, you know, diagnostics have not reached, you know, where there are many facilities whereby you cannot get access to this care. You know, as the theme says, access to diabetic care is very important and starts from, you know, awareness, you know, checkups and follow-up, you know, with treatment and all that. So I think many facilities may not have, and, you know, many populations may not have access to these services. But someone from the ministry will actually give you a detailed figure on these challenges.
Okay. What about in terms of, you have talked about diagnosis and treatment. Is it easy to treat any type of diabetes?
Well, treatment is available. Mm-hmm. If you look back, we have now, this is the 100th year since insulin was, you know, discovered by Dr. Banting, you know, in Canada. 100 years, and this medicine has been there. So treatment is readily available, and it's not, we cannot say that when you have diabetes, you can be cured or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you can access, you know, care. You can take, for example, if it is type 1, you will take your insulin and you're able to live, you know. You can delay some of these complications Dr. Patrick was talking about.
Okay.
So even if they are to come, you can delay them. So early diagnosis, I think, is the most important thing. And the tests are not that expensive. You start from, you know, the basic glucose test. I hope you have tested your glucose, mm-hmm. you know, of recent using our health campaign,
yeah.
you know. And this was the basic, because if you look at the statistics from the health campaign, you know, there's a lot of high blood sugar levels, you know, and obesity. So one of the key factors of these things is to have early diagnosis. It's one of the most important thing. And the treatments are there. For example, some people with type 2 will need to take medicines, you know. There are so many types of medicines. For example, metformin, sulfonylurea.
So you take this medicine for life, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. you take them for life. Because remember, you have a defect with your insulin production, and you need this to be controlled for your daily, you know, your daily work. So you take them for life, mm-hmm. you know.
You live a normal life if you yes. follow the ABC.
Yeah, of course, all chronic illnesses, you need to be, you know, an expert in taking care of, you know, yourself. Like Dr. Patrick said, check your legs, foot care, you know, what you eat, do that exercise. This is all part of care. There are some sugar levels whereby you will not need medicine. You know, things like food, regulating your diet, exercise, they work to control your sugars.
Mm-hmm.
We don't usually rush to put people on medicine. If you can control your sugars with exercise and diet, then it also works for you.
Okay.
But if it can't be controlled, then you will be put on medicine.
Okay. Yes, Dr. Patrick, Masalana, it has someone else, I mean, Dr. Theo,
yes.
About diets. Zola, Bwindi, Sukari, they are to akil tabakulu to maintain the level of that thing.
Okay.
Fimakulati, okay. Is there a type of food I can eat and fi akil anama bag darakulu? Or one in the diabetes?
Well, this is all we get then. Utaban, yani, fi al old school yani kan fi bigul yani inta lo maslan biga musab sukar mata kul da mata kul da mata bo dig list za to al kharaza ma bishil kharaza ma dor ben sah safha da ma bishil bimla lakin al malumat al mawjuda hasa taban al hu al management bita diabetes al ilaj bita marata sukari aham haja al wa tawiya alwa sensitization.
Yeah.
Educate the person having diabetes, let him or her know each and every information about diabetes. Well, malumat mojuda online nasa nahamu zatu gane kalamano. Al sukari lo biga inta masha de dictor zab ani shall serial diabetic serial tests o betaban bi'amal nisbat al sukari fi jisim kam. Dawal haya, and then batal based on that budi bikutuzol fi ilajat fi dawa, okay. Wandezol gadia kut fi dawa faja bugulo glycated hemoglobin budi muhim jidan wada nasi aruf alela glycated hemoglobin da yani burina hal al sukari da multizim wala la di burina taban al akter khalia fi jisim al mumkin naarif hal shakal kif wal la red blood cell dom al hamra الخلايا الدم الحمراء يعني ده كان بيجي النهار وقال يجي بيجي النومال زول ياكل اي حاجه ثاني
هاي
انت طبعا عندنا حاجه بقول له do not stigmatize do not discriminate
هاي
on any sort of medical condition مرات يعني طبعا لو زول مثلا انت مشيت في 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 birthday you know, fi 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 al wash, you know, al it al yada da it al milat. Ya nas gadi da kol kego nas ba gata fi
kego
ita ma gata kol gala ita gelinga ita ita ndak sukari akhi di barao biji ponshak le zolda yani so mark discriminated ukida lakin haja saghira kida lo al sukar mzuri ita gadi you taking your medications on time, you're exercising regularly, the body is using the glucose very well, mafia mashakil ay magal biga ita mashi lakin ita gata amal bishunu bitadamun ma shunu mal healthcare provider
ita this story girl ita karinda al sukari matakul laham matakul zeyt matakul dak
al hikaya kula avoid as much as possible unrefined sugars refined sugars yani alhuwa hajad al fiya sukar mubalaga avoided lakin ahamma hajar zenas maslan in fruits maslan fawaki lang jisim sato jarlo fawaki fia vitaminar milia vitaminar wa hakwana wo and then jisim kaman derlo shuno derlo nitaga mubalaga derlo brutinat derlo kimia minal taman because al hajal baktul fi marat sukari sere jidan huwa al naqs fil glucose alwa hypoglycemia ashan kida na gani nuri lenas hal lobiga sukar mafe jisim fishu fi futur fi arag jisim yani mara fi gaibuba ashan kida yani lo anybody diabetic lo jaalena fi halat gaibuba au kan mainda ay haja tani awal haja tudu sukar okay lan sukar baktul fi 5 dakika ila 10 dakika adama sukar fi jisim alwa hypoglycemia so al hajal مهم جدا امشي للدكتور بتاعك للهيلث كير بروفايدر يقيس يعرف جسم بتاعك قاعد يستعمل كيف الدواء ده because الادويه الموجوده هسه they are so good they're okay. able to control the diabetes and normalize in fact they have normalized diabetes management
so this will not be good diabetes can also be marhala whereby begata coratazol what is the reason
دي ماشي نو ادم التزام بالعلاج او طبعا قبل زي الدكتور يوسف قال عالميا 1 in 10 people are undiagnosed
okay
lakin fi Juba Sudan hay gulena lakin al ma'lumat al mawjuda fi mogib gulal in international diabetic federation bigul lahati 75% bitan nas al aishin bil marad al sukar fi Juba Sudan
ma'arif
gal mon so the best option is kelina roa tawala samia lela ita gas ma kalamta izada tawali balik li aqrab you know markaz sihi agarab mustashfa kal wallahi la ndararuf sukar fi jism kif
okay
hay di awal khatwa kan zol ma amul zade bukra kan biga jada sukar biga ita zol ga aishi ta gani ta taban kal bukun shunu ba ana malu gism ta ban zade ta biga ma'arif aw marat sukar biga ma amul tazim biga jakala yani ana magad na his wallahi madan di tashash fi uyun walandi yani pins and needles yani zi hajid kida gasurana fi qur'ana magad na his ita gad temshi gelbagowi ta gija kala jara tagi jakala khalas biga kalam da in tashir mubalaga min tagi jala jigal wallahi kanu sama mana
ay
da na dusu
no diga gale de kalta ki tabar yum da ko galeta ita bo lo grus
ay kalam bi ke logo nas gura biga so biji mashake
also yes go ahead. Of course when you have a small wound healing you know
yes.
when you have poorly controlled sugars it's very poor no. that's why you can have a wound from your toe progresses
yeah
and so it's always and high sugars usually the first culprit are the blood vessels and the nerves
okay.
as you said earlier so you cannot feel those small wounds and then you know with time you know the progress they are not healing so eventually you will be amputated
okay is there a way we can prevent diabetes for yeah. somebody who does not have how do I prevent myself
Type 1 is not preventable as I said earlier.
Genetic. Yeah, what about type 2? How do I prevent myself from type 2?
It's preventable through a healthy lifestyle, regular physical exercise and activity, maintaining normal body weight and avoiding tobacco use. You know, when it comes to tobacco and diabetes, it's actually something very serious. The other day we were discussing with Dr. Patrick that are people actually aware that smoking is such a bad thing with the diabetes? You know, up to 40%, that's almost 50%. You can
somebody
say.
Who have diabetes is not allowed to smoke.
If you don't have diabetes, you risk yourself getting diabetes by up to 40% when
you smoke.
You can imagine. Almost half of the risk, you know. So,
but some people will tell you that, doctor, I've been smoking for the last 40 years. Nothing has happened to me.
Yeah, maybe for 20 years or something. We don't wish something to happen, but of course these are facts.
Yeah.
And you know, they're called risk factors. It's a risk that you're putting yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the most important thing is to have a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
We really advocate for people to be healthy, from your sleep to what you eat to what you do. You know, mental health is as important also when it comes to, you know, diabetes and other diseases. Because we know diabetes can cause kidney disease, you know, eye diseases, you saw the nerve diseases. So almost every organ can be affected by diabetes.
Okay. Dr. Patrick, this is another myth. I want to come up with all the myths today because I've been hearing them.
Come with all of them.
Fitness in the high blood pressure.
Yes.
Yes. Or fitness in the diabetes. Or fitness bugulo in the dakit, you can easily get sukari. Is that true?
No, that's not true.
Is there any link between the two?
No, there's no.
Just like
there's no direct link. The only link is that both of them are non-communicable diseases.
Yeah.
They're all exerting their burden on us. And yes, both of them, when combined with, you know, health and healthy lifestyle, they can all take us down.
Okay. So are the medicines for diabetes type 2 or type 1, are they available in the country, and how expensive are they?
Insulin is the backbone for treating type 1,
mm-hmm.
and that's actually available. But according to, you know, WHO, there's only about 50% of people with, you know, with, for example, type 2 diabetes get the insulin they need. That means still not that readily, you know, available. But insulin has been there for the last 100 years, as I said earlier. And the patent was given, you know, the people were so generous that they gave out the patent. So the medicine is actually, it has come, it's affordable.
Okay.
Yeah, and the other medicines are also affordable. But the main thing is, you know, most of us who are working there, we don't know our sugars. We don't even know that we have diabetes. That's the biggest
challenge. Why is it so? Why?
Of course, there are many factors, from awareness, accessibility to services. You know, for example, if I go out and I ask people, they don't even know that there's something called a sugar test. You know, people don't know that it's there. That's why Dr. Patrick was insisting, go to your physician, to your clinic, to your facility, and actually ask to know your sugar. It's like saying, I want to know my weight. These days, knowing your weight should be your human right, you know, your BMI, you should know your baseline.
Yeah.
Know your weight, know your normal blood pressure, know your normal blood sugar, know some of these basic things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, awareness is important. Like now with Radio Mirai, we're reaching almost, you know, the whole country. So if people get to hear about sugars and get to test themselves, I think it's a good thing.
But people will also blame you, the medical practitioners, that you only wait for the day to come and then you'll come to the radio and begin doing awareness. Do you think there's more need for more awareness? I know you'll say you have been here for HIV, but
no.
For other diseases, you,
in fact,
people,
what we
for
do,
sure, you people, you wait until the day comes, then you say, oh, today is World Diabetes Day.
In
but
fact,
on other days, we don't hear anything.
In fact, what we do, every you know, there are close to 10 international, there are 10 documented international health days, but there are more of them. Like, for example, the whole of October we dedicated to mental health, okay, suicide prevention,
and
also dedicated to breast cancer month. In fact, it is trending seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in fact, this year the ministry is already thinking of putting up a cancer center, you know. The government is thinking of a cancer center in this country, a center for oncology. And leave alone that, the neighboring countries are ready. You know, we already, and by the way, this year we commemorated, you know, the first milestone in our, you know, we got the first female gynecological oncologist in this country,
mm-hmm.
South Sudanese lady.
South Sudanese.
Yes. And that tells you that we are not sleeping. People are very serious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, our lines are now open. You can call us on 0912062079 WhatsApp. So I'll take you later, Dr. Sokiri or Dr. Theo Joseph. They are here all talking about the World Diabetes Day under the theme Access to Diabetes Cares. You can call us and ask your question. ISOL Indak. We modu beta almarata sukari. Please, how will we argamitana 0912062079. Hello, ready, Mira. Hello.
Hello, San Marke.
Marhabe, kisima kudari minwen.
Isin tay Oliver, the direction with Meridi.
Oliver Mini Meridi, Marhabe Oliver.
Ana boy, this is what I'm sitting there giving a
Mm-hmm.
Ayana and the Swan Lumankira. juzi mina sana si gun sigara jalwea sa masala ni kanize mara kita kanu wendi raji lipu kani ligo raji lipu de ma magida ma sukari ya masala pal de zire bagi dere mereke chile le mara de wanwa bagi dere mereke mara de
okay all right thank you so much Oliver hello hello
hello
marhabek
Zakaria in Malakal Mukhain.
Okay, Zakaria min Malakal. Marhabek.
Shukran jazilan min al al salamat al qadam o yuk da kalim. Studio. Ana shukran na sila saan ta kiu kwe. Nakina na darafa neno. Suwala lawa neno. Daya tu moro bar khatar bain al HIV wa sukari. Well, attorney, you know, my little sugar got a part of mass and kubar.
Okay.
You know, by Marat, the company, you know, a sugar, Lana, come analyze after she got a part of a region. Maluma got a hell mal got a entangled and a swan item.
Okay.
Well, a demo of pass than a region.
Okay, syukuran Kyle sa Zakaria min Malakal. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Martin.
Yes. Ana kwe sa e monot.
Oh, syukuran kete dan waro ayik. Ako ita kot.
Ana kwe sa e soal tage.
Ah, soal bitay man si Lebdev na video. Ah, kalama yanan kasi rekutan gidim kan ma typhoid malaria ayana tane no ba mishira wena sana madan le ya jalil
bi kete ni fa made
da jar ya kula da jar mo ka tare kadar le insan ya bu jiba yan wala ke
okay
ne ne dis zaman tan ma
okay shukran kali sa sunia bigibo sukar ketiri fa made zaman kan our grandfathers used to live healthy up the age of 80-90 without any problem. By the way, my grandfather lived for 102 years, and he died without diabetes, without high blood pressure or nothing, and he died in his sleep at night. We just woke up in the morning and found that the guy is gone already.
Okay.
Yes. Three questions. Number one, Benjamin Oliver, girl, for example, can Mara Joe regular body diabetes can she get it? And then first one, girl in Malakal, girl HIV and diabetes, is there any correlation? Zaman de kan ajadi kihasil na nasa ba juzin. Like in these days, it's like the method is changing. Nambatalata, why is it that most men are the victims of diabetes? Yala swal min wow monut bugul zaman zamanaguta these issues of amradikan marketeer. Like in what's the cause these days among even use? Maybe you can divide the questions.
Okay. from Oliver Maridi, diabetes is not contagious. It's a non-communicable disease. That means you cannot pass it, you know, from person to person through contact, through, you know, for example, sexual contact, coughing and all that. It's a, as I said earlier, it's a non-communicable disease. That means you have it through other ways, for example lifestyle. You know, we talked about genes, genetic, your lifestyle, you know, if you're obese, and you know, things like smoking, your the food you're eating. So they depend on you individually. So if you have it, your wife may not be having the same risk factors.
Yeah,
that's why you cannot have it. So diabetes, you cannot give it from husband to wife or from wife to husband. Zakaria from Malakal, HIV versus diabetes. We cannot say HIV is better or diabetes is better. They're all chronic diseases, and the best thing is to prevent yourself from getting all of them. Prevent yourself against HIV. Of course, HIV also has access to treatment. It has no cure, but you can, you know, you can live a normal life with the current treatment. The same thing with diabetes. There's treatment for it, and you can live a normal life.
So diabetes cannot be cured? No.
You cannot cure it, yes.
But so you live with it until you die, but maintain the lifestyle.
Yes, you can benefit from treatment that's available. Insulin, you have oral antiglycemics, you mm-hmm. have a lot of, you know, medicines that can be used to control. As Dr. Patrick said, they're mm-hmm. even much, much friendly. Mm-hmm. You know, the drugs are very good these days. You can't know who is diabetic anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't tell until yeah. they come and tell you that, oh, you know what, I'm actually... But my sugars are controlled. That's the most important aspect of it.
Okay.
Patrick, I think the rest of
yeah, us. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All the age and also age, the...
Who is ever kere, kala na zidu maarabi, la kala mukele mdetapan, al marata sukari, ma mongula jinsian. Ma mongula jinsian. So dia haja naskela arof. Uma baaddi. Okay. Basfi eb shwea sigibel kalamna an al four piece bita wad al peripheral neuropathy da mungkin kaman bahsal le rajel wal rajula bita rajel al wal gadib bikun ma bikun yani haji buna gullo erectile importance erectile dysfunction diga ma bishtakal kwa islam shunu sukar ma multazim sukar ma muzuna. Okay. Yani lakin ayamad dezol kan gad abla dawa fito fi zaman wa taban في حاجة تاني يعني في نوعين من ال من ال من الميكرونيوترينز فاجي بقول له كريات اللي هو الجرده اللي هو اسمه شنو اللي هو فيتامين دي it improves اللي هو الجرده اللي هو it improves on the sensitivity insulin sensitivity type 2 diabetes and then not only that فجأة بيقول له كروميوم في مادة بيقول له كروميوم دي بيخلي
الجسم
ده كله في المالتي فيتامينز ده سبب ايزول كان عنده سكري ده يبلع في دواء يعني we don't take micronutrients seriously but we should يعني الدكاترة بورينا قال no they عشان كده في products بيجي بأسماء مختلفة people have to take them on regular time والجسم سبب يكون عادي erectile potasat bezo and then zakaria fin malakal galena al huwal ilaka baina al hiv ma marata sukari ya al ilaka baina tum besum taban da kula shuno chronic non communicable infections chronic infections ga na chronic medical conditions al hiv infectious wal sum marata sukari non communicable al wa hiv communicable chronic medical condition wa al marata sukari chronic non-communicable medical condition. لكن في حاجة واحدة العلم ورانا الناس المصابين بالHIV أو الفيروس نقص المناعة البشري are 4-6% more susceptibility to developing type 2 diabetes. العلم ما ورانا exactly ليه لكن احتمال يكون واحد من الحاجتين. طبعا زول مصاب هيكون في inflammatory conditions بيجي وممكن يأثر بشنو بالميتابوليزم بتاع اسمه شنو بتاع السكر وهيسبب لنا الهو type 2 diabetes and then الحاجة الثانية الأدوية الناس ممكن بيبلع ده if one is not well sensitized طبعا بيخلي الشهية بيزيد لان الجسم خلاص بيقى كويس عشان هي بيزيد وزول ممكن يكون دخمة في الجسم هاي وده ممكن بيجيب مشاكل and then أخيرا أخونا من واو قال why are old people more susceptible طبعا زول لو صغير زول قاعد يتحرك you know بيتحرك كبير وجسم خفيف هاي لكن تبقى جلوك شوية بقى ودم بقى شوية قوي في يعني في جريدة جسم ديك وجا دهار وجا رطوبة عشان كده let us visit our healthcare provider let us develop that improved healthcare seeking behavior عشان شنو يعني علام في جسم رطوبة ده بكون ما في دكاترة عارف بعمل شنو عشان يديك شنو زول بيتحرك بيجا كان جسم كويس وجسم ما شاء الله انت بتحرك زي انت كان صغير راي
yes في سؤال بيجي من سيليستينو دوت دينغ from هاي سلام in اويل he says what about people who are very far from health facilities no access to health facilities how do you advise this group of people
والله يا اخي you know access you know move closer to health facilities or through your community you know the community systems advocate for the health services to come closer. There's nothing we can do other than to either invite the health services to us or we go and get the health services. And again, the radio is reaching them. It's reaching those remote places. When the information has come, because in diabetes, information is key. Sensitization is key. We can know, based on the information, if we're sensitized, we know how to, that, you know, let us work hard, let us dig, let us be active. You know, what can be the registered criteria, like, you know, our contemporary modern yani, office, you know, lifestyles, national guidance for kursi, haraka kitir, arabia, kan nasgidor makura, nasgidor maajila. Like nasabiga musa tegibel kele kalam ta jiritake yeah they were working very hard
okay
they were physically active like are you physically active like your grandfather those years
you hope so
also
yes go ahead
I think every time you get access to come to, you know, town or come to places that have hospitals, mm-hmm. you know, make it a habit to always check your sugars or your pressure or your, basically you do, you know, a health check. If you don't have facilities near you, once in a while, these things are not to be done daily, but, you know, of course,
once,
you
know,
once in a time you have access to the services, please.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, 0912062079 is the number for you to call. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes,
Mark.
James Mintons.
Okay, James Mintons, so I'll take it away.
I call the time I'm speed Arabic Sokari Barbu Kiv Galde the Sokari Augabrizol Sabana Arabito Mabar Hobukun Bahar Arabito Barbu Kiv. Number nine Hal Sokari Brahal Zol Lezo Number nine Tizo Lakan Rind H Hal Marazede Bully Walemo Bully.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Okay. Maybe how will tani mara like in Nasmagal once he moves for some distance, I think he developed pain in the leg and all this kind of thing. So we shall be getting the answers shortly, because we are only left with about 7 minutes to the end of this program. Hello, Redimere. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Moses Malok from Rumbek.
Malok from Rumbek, go ahead.
Yes, my question is, first and foremost, I appreciate those deaf who are in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, you explained in your program that if the body fails not to filter or to produce more sugar, this is the diabetes according to what I have learned. Now, my question is, if part of the body, particularly the stomach, if the stomach fails to filter, to differentiate or filter out the sugar from the milk, which we term as lactose intolerant, does this sign of diabetes? This is my question.
Thank you so much. Yes, maybe let's begin with the last question from Rumbek. Malok.
Yes, Malok, thank you for your question. Thank you also for appreciating us. I think you did not get, maybe we did not explain it well, but diabetes is when the insulin you produce is not able to control your sugar. It's not the other way around, filtering the sugar out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the insulin that is supposed to control, you know, how you use the sugar is not working well. So you end up having sugars that are not controlled. Okay. Lactose intolerance and diabetes are quite different, and I think from a layman's point of view, it's like you're filtering sugar, but it's a complex, you know, subcomplex mechanism.
Yeah.
Yeah, even lactose is actually sugar. It's a form of sugar.
A type of sugar, yeah.
It's a type of sugar, you know. So they're quite different. And
the end product being glucose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lactose intolerance also a disease on its own, where you have to avoid that specific sugar, which is lactose, you know,
okay,
because your body cannot utilize it.
Yeah. These questions from James Mbia, they were answered before. Let's go to this
There's one from James,
mm-hmm.
whereby he said if a child is born to a mother with diabetes,
yeah,
with the child have diabetes,
mm-hmm.
you know. James, type 1, of course, is genetic.
Yeah,
and
like you said.
If you have the genes, then you could be predisposed, but it's not purely, you know, 100% that you will have diabetes.
Okay.
But if it's type 2 diabetes, then the child will have to you know, go through the same risks we said before, obesity, you know, weight gain and all that. So it's not exclusive for type 2, okay?
Okay.
Type 1, there's a possibility you could be born with the same genes, you know, because you share genes with your parents.
Okay. Yes, Dr. Patrick, finally, because our time is up only in 2 minutes.
Yes.
To respond to Absala from Malakal. Do kat bito kan ma
ya hutaban kat to mane dif lakin hugal lukan gade fi gade kun fu ani o be kun be hsb taabo futuro kida na ba gruri min masafa hal mushkil shuno na gol fi Malakal. We know Malakal Civil Hospital bada ishtagal fi Marrakesh sihi masha Allah bada ya sarinak, and then fi Marrakesh sihi yani al wazara saha together with the implementing partners in dum yani Marrakesh sihi mojuda bas amshi le agrab Marrakesh sihi kili a healthcare provider fi dakatra ina guiding kili munaye no mushkil shuno. Let
okay.
us improve on our healthcare seeking behavior.
Yes, on this World Diabetes Day, what is your special message to everybody? Let's begin with Dr. Patrick. Risala bidakun.
Risala tai kalina min alela nakan maruf ni nisba ta sukar fi jism tanna shunu kalina rata wali li agrab markasi wo kan zaman da kan naga kulu ashwai sambala sai jism tanna kibir kalina awal hajarar fi doctor kale kashifu wazin tanna kale kainu wazin li tul haja bugullo BMI kalina aino hal nahnu mashallah fi are we underweight, are we normal weight or are we overweight? Di haja tani kan gadna sajir kalina aruf gal aktar min alwal tadakhin dar bisaha wa mikin sabib lena le marad asukari wo kalina ruwa kan narufu gal indana kalina magul khalas di akhira hal haja jisim tanna bukun kwez adwia mawujuda adakatira mashallah.
Okay, yes Dr. Atiyo.
Yes, my final message is know your risk, know your response. You know, you need to know the families you come from. You know, for example, I lost my father-in-law diabetes. So I know the risks that, you know, my children, for example, or my wife, you know, can have. So you need to know all those risks. And then what's your response? Your response is watch your diet, watch what you're eating, and of course always check out your sugar levels, you know. So we all have a role to play, and the most important thing is to know your stand when it comes to diabetes.
And do exercise.
Yes, exactly.
Stop from V8
Definitely.
To air condition, from air condition to V8. Thank you so much, my two guests here, Dr. Patrick Sokiri and Dr. Theo Joseph. That's it we have for you today. My name is Sunny Martin, and thank you so much for listening.